Greetings, it's Pastor Bob, and it's day 16 of our Lenten journey together. It's Saturday, the end of the second full week of our Lenten journey. And once again today, we're going to be looking at the Lenten devotional, The Unvarnished Jesus, A Lenten Journey by Brian Zond. Scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. You may want to pause the recording to read that. That's Luke 19, 1 through 10. Now let us begin. The scripture is about Jesus and Zacchaeus. Yesterday, we looked at the Pharisees. But who were their despised foil? The tax collectors? Tax collectors were Jewish collaborators with the Roman occupiers. For a handsome profit, they undertook the onerous task of collecting tax revenue for the Roman Empire from their fellow Jews. Generally, they employed no small amount of extortion and dishonesty in their work. They were both Benedict Arnold and Bernie Madoff. It's a little wonder, though, that they were generally despised, especially by the poor and pious. It's also significant to understand that the term sinners in the Gospels is not referring merely to those who sin, but to those who had been formally excluded from Jewish religious life because of particular sins. And at the top of the list were the colluding, cheating tax collectors. They were the ultimate persona non grata in Jewish life. The tax collectors were also the ultimate example of Jesus' controversial table practice of radical hospitality. Understanding who the tax collectors were helps us more clearly understand what's going on when Luke tells us the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." The scandal was that Jesus was willing to dine with excluded tax collectors and expelled sinners before they repented. Jesus dined with both Pharisees and tax collectors. Jesus was willing to share a table with tax collectors despite their sins of dishonesty and extortion. And Jesus was willing to share a table with Pharisees despite their sins of self-righteousness and pride. When Jesus came to Jericho, he dined with Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Jesus didn't require Zacchaeus to repent before sitting at table with him, and it doesn't appear that Jesus preached to Zacchaeus at the table. But by the time the meal was over, Zacchaeus had pledged to amend his ways, right his wrongs, and give half his wealth to the poor. Such is the transformative power of the unconditional love that anointed the ministry of Jesus. What 1,000 sermons from 100 Pharisees could never accomplish, Jesus accomplished by simply sharing a meal with the most despised man in town. Jesus then commented on Zacchaeus' repentance by saying, "Today salvation has come to this house." Salvation didn't come to Zacchaeus by inviting Jesus into his heart in some abstract way, but by actually inviting Jesus into his real life as it was, and suddenly discovering that because of Jesus, he wanted to change his life. Salvation is not a mere change in our status, but a real transformation of our lives. Jesus brought salvation to a tax collector by simply alerting him to his true identity. At his core, Zacchaeus wasn't really a con and a cheat. That was a corruption of his true identity. Zacchaeus was really a wayward son of Abraham who needed to be sought out in love and restored to the table of fellowship. Zacchaeus was a real-life prodigal son redeemed by love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, may we again receive you into our lives so that your love and grace can save us by transforming us into true sons and daughters of God. Amen. Hope you enjoyed today's devotion. And as always, I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow. Until then, may God bless your life.